A bill sponsored by Apopka Representative Brian Nelson that would allow Citizens Insurance to start raising its fees by as much as 20% on individual policies once the current freeze expires was debated on the House floor in Tallahassee this afternoon. But an amendment that would freeze Citizens Insurance rates for an additional three more years went down to defeat. Citizens says that without extending their freeze or passing a legislative fix this session, rates for its policyholders could climb 70% or higher starting next year. But Miami Republican Julio Robaina asked on the floor today what happens when people can't afford Citizens.
Again, the question is, I just don't see an alternative for Floridians. We went and raised or gave the green light to raise all other policies to whatever level. So again, and would you not agree that the majority of the people that have Citizens are not coastal? You forget about coastal. We've heard a lot about that. Seeing that the majority of the people, would you agree, are just average people that couldn't find another policy, and what do they have to look forward to with every bit of the product going up in the state of Florida?
Republican Representative Alan Hayes also supports allowing Citizens' rates to increase, as he demonstrated when he asked this leading question to bill sponsor Brian Nelson.
Am I correct in thinking that, in fact, Citizens and the CAT Fund are selling insurance policies today and they have no money to back them up and pay the claims if the right storm hits?
Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Yes, just running some kind of rough calculations. You know, Category 4 or 5 storm hits, let's say Fort Lauderdale or Pinellas County. You could have homeowners, auto owners, you could have a multitude of policies other than workers' comp and Med-Mal, where you could have a 30% increase forever.
But Fort Lauderdale Democrat Evan Jenny then introduced an amendment that would freeze Citizens' current rates for another 3 years.
And the reality of right now is our citizens cannot afford more increases in their property tax bill.
But that proposal earned the wrath of several legislators, again like Alan Hayes.
I consider the perpetuation of this rate freeze to be completely irresponsible from a fiscal standpoint. How can you convince me that I'm wrong?
Representative Jenny.
Well, Doctor, you and I have had conversations before we picked up these microphones today about this, and to be quite frank with you, I don't think I can. I think I've presented my argument to you, and I think that you and I have a personal philosophy difference on this particular issue. Given that fact, as I said, what I've learned from my citizenry and my constituents when I've talked to them is they feel they're paying too much for Windstorm, and I happen to agree with them. This will at least give them some ease to the burden that is currently on their pocketbook, sir.
Lake Worth Democrat Mary Brandenburg supported Jenny's motion, saying that her constituents are hurting right now, and they're not as concerned about the so-called CAT fund, which legislators say will not be able to help out if the state has a major hurricane to contend with this summer.
Right now in Florida, we have many, many people who are lying awake at night wondering how they are going to make next month's house payment. The reason that I know that is because they are sending me letters and emails and calling me to tell me that they're worrying about it. I haven't had a single letter from anybody saying that they're lying awake at night worrying about the financial soundness of the CAT fund.